Now, those of you who are friends with the Peterborough Breakfast Show on Facebook, Peterborough Breakfast Show on Facebook, will have seen the snowplane that landed in a garden on Sunday. It was in, well, it was your attempt to get back at my snowman that me and my seven-year-old built.
Feeble.
Yeah. He's called Dave, and he still lives in our garden. He's 6 foot tall, and he still lives. But your snowplane was a work of genius, and it went across the world.
It certainly did, and I must say, of course, we must give credit to the
people
residents
that built it, yeah.
Geddington Road for their masterpiece.
Do they know how far it's gone?
They are getting updates. It's hard for me to not talk about it, to be honest, Paul.
I've noticed, yes.
Yes, as people go onto Facebook, they can leave comments, they can like it, and it reached, where do we go to? Down Under. We went to the States.
Yes.
Denmark liked it.
Yeah.
The Italians, they loved it. The Germans particularly enjoyed the magic of
the
snow.
They like
plane.
A bit of engineering in Germany.
They certainly do.
Vorsprung Dirk technique.
Very impressed with the Geddington Road engineers, as they're now known.
They'll be going to Munich.
But yesterday, Paul, when we thought the dust on the snow plane had settled,
yes.
A breakthrough.
Are you excited, Justin?
Very.
Okay, stand by.
Stand by, everyone. We made the short trip to France.
France.
Where a site comparison, a website that compares budget airlines took the snowplane.
Yes.
And have put their logo on it.
Well, they've painted it.
They've painted it.
No way!
Through the magic of Photoshop. Technically, Paul, we've spun this slightly further. The snowplane has a sponsor.
Oh, brilliant.
Wonderful.
And what's the company called? Which budget airline?
Founder. Yeah? The CEO, if you like. The MD is on the line now, Paul.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Your name?
Martino Matijevic.
I'm glad you said that, because I couldn't have possibly attempted it. I've seen it written down phonetically and thought I'd get you to do it.
Now, all right.
What do you think you're doing with our plane?
Oh, I hope I didn't upset anyone. we found a friend showed me the airline and said, Martina, you will love this, and I looked at it and I thought, oh my God, this is amazing, a snowplane. So I spoke to our creative director Pascal Blues, and I said, Pascal, what do you think? He just couldn't help himself; he just had to paint it.
What are your colours?
Say again.
What are your colours?
It's blue and orange.
Oh, blue and orange. And is it all down the plane? Has he painted the whole thing? Or?
He put the Witch Budget logo on the at the nose of the plane, and then he put the blue and orange stripe across from the tail all the way to the nose.
Mm. Well, strictly speaking, Producer Ben, are we allowed to accept this sponsorship?
I have no idea.
Where the BBC?
If the management are listening, no money has changed hands. It's just a little bit of fun. Although, Paul...
Yes?
We are looking for some money to get the Wurzels to Peterborough. Hint, hint.
And, you know, our future is in doubt due to the BBC cutbacks. I mean, maybe this is the way we go.
Hint, hint.
Getting your plane sponsored.
Any cash in this for us at all?
Oh, gosh. let me think about this.
Can you send us a key ring or something?
Definitely.
Some of your little fluffy plane that you sell on board or something, or something like that.
We're not actually an airline ourselves. We compare different airlines. So, for example, if you say I want to fly from Birmingham, and we're going to show you all of the different destinations where you can fly to from Birmingham, and the airlines that fly from Birmingham there. So we kind of compare different airlines and show you who flies where.
Well, listen, send us something. Send us a sick bag, something, anything. that we can put. And thank you for loving our snowplane.
Oh, we love it. And we've got such a fantastic support on our own Facebook page and our own website. People are thinking this is great.
Really? So we're going right across France?
Absolutely. Well, not just France. We are in 23 languages. We are an international website. So you've just been to Korea, South Korea. You've been to China. I was just on Skype to China this morning.
Wow. Make sure you emphasise it's the Paul Stainton Peterborough Breakfast Show, 95.7 FM, award-winning in brackets.
We'll give you full confirmation there, no problem.
And your name again, sir?
It's Martino Matijevic from whichbudget.com.
Top man, we salute you.